Let's continue our conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. All right. Now, you mentioned Listowel just moments ago. So we got to the round robin with the Sutherland Cup. We got St. Mary's and Listowel. Their matchup is set for Sunday. But let's look back at Stratford Warriors hockey.
You know, a shout out. You know, they were Stratford Junior B Warriors were the Cherry Cup winners last year. And certainly Listowel full marks on being successful this year. But a big shout out to the Stratford Junior B Warriors, their coaching staff and their athletes for another outstanding year in the William Allman, something that's going to get a lot of refurbishment this summer. But a huge shout out and, you know, congratulations. Perth County featured well in Junior B hockey. As you mentioned, St. Mary's Lincoln's moving forward and matching up against the Listowel cycle. And so best wishes to both. I'm not going to pick a winner because I was way off last time.
Fair enough. But there's going to be some refurbishing going on at the Allman this summer. Is that right?
Yeah, thank you just for taking that up. $1.5 million on that roof itself at the State of the City. I had two photos of Catherine's grandpa building that in 1922, celebrating its 100th anniversary this year. It opened in 1924. And total of over $2 million of investment in that building. So when people say, they're going to take that down, no, they're not. And it's a beautiful location. So many commercials that are based out of that big old barn. And not only is it beautiful, but the facility with regards to the quality of ice is second to none as well. Renowned as one of the oldest continuous hockey rinks, not only in Canada, but in the world. So okay. A shout out to Tim Wolf, the Director of Community Services, and his team for, you know, that beautiful facility and maintaining it.
And we're chatting with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. We had the Dairy Expo just recently.
Dairy Expo celebrating its 10th anniversary in Stratford. We talk tourism. When you talk 17,000 plus visitors over 2 days in Stratford that visit restaurants, that take up, motel, hotel accommodations, it is another great shoulder season, and hopefully someday we don't talk about that because we talk about year-round tourism. But shout out to Jordan Underhill and his CDX team on another great show. As I said, 17,000 plus visitors from 32 different countries. I had the pleasure of interacting with several, especially our German Pavilion people. It's beyond that piece of our visitors. With the CAS for a Cause, 47 or 49 calves donated to the cause. Over $60,000 will be donated to London's Children's Hospital. So, it's just amazing that the impact of an event like that. And, the other is that cross-pollination. The Stratford Festival, in their wisdom, are making connections with industry in town and agriculture, opening the doors of the Tom Patterson Theater for the very first Dairy Business Expo Summit, where people from around the world and locally were in that beautiful facility. And, shout out to the Stratford Festival for accommodating that as well.
Wonderful. And previews already underway for Stratford Festival. Yes. Now, I've got a note here about University of Waterloo Stratford campus.
Two pieces there. I was so proud to be part of the graduating class, fourth year grads of an amazing program, a program that's into its 11th year. Hard to believe, but 148 students graduating with, a graduation success rate in employment of sitting around 94%. Those men and women go across the world into so many organizations. A special shout out to one of the grads, and I know you had a wee conversation with Christopher Cahill, ran from main campus, Waterloo, University of Waterloo main campus, 70-kilometer run into Stratford campus. He left at 10 o'clock or shortly after from the main campus, 10 a.m. I joined him on the five last K of the run, and he arrived into town at main campus, Stratford, at 3:30 in the afternoon. He said at one point when I was finishing out the 5K, he says, my dogs are barking. So his feet were sore. But, you know, there's a young man that not only and he lived in Stratford for the bulk of his university education, but raised the money for two organizations that are near and dear to my heart, House of Blessing and Shelter Link. So Stride for Shelter, even after the 50K and he was sitting there, he goes, you know, somebody says, what are you thinking? And somebody said, you're thinking about next year, aren't you? So hopefully, Chris, a big shout out to you, and maybe we can do it again next year.
Wonderful.
And he's done overnight runs where you run, you know, 200 kilometers for charity. So a shout out to University of Waterloo Stratford campus, amazing campus, and to certainly our recent grad, Christopher, as well.
All right. Let's wrap up our time with the City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma with a few more shout outs and a look back at the home show, too.
Home show. Yeah. Wow. You know, 1,861, I think, was the number of individuals in attendance over 2 days. A shout out to the Rotary Club, doing such amazing things in our community, and the Perth Huron Builders Association for an amazing show. It's nice when the weather becomes a little damp and people say, ah, you know what, we can't do anything in the yard, let's go to the show. So rural and city residents alike were into the event. So impressed with the number of small businesses representing Stratford and area at the show. I had a chance to be at the Stratford General Hospital Foundation booth for a time slot and to interact with so many people going by. You know, so a shout out to both those organizations. Also, adding to that list, the Kinsman Club and Rotary, who with their Aquabox program, you know, where a family of five can provide clean drinking water for 1 year. And most of those boxes going into the Ukraine and the Sudan, you know, so that's amazing work. Thank you, Kinsman and Rotary. Also, Rural Urbanite, Club, you are just knocking it out of the park this last little while.
Big year.
That's tomorrow night. I believe that's sold out. And the highlight on that night is, in my mind, a little biased, is the Ag Hall of Fame inductees. So, you know, once again, great organizations doing great things in our community and beyond, you know, on the global stage. And the last thing I want to, and I, you know, Jamie, I was thinking this week, you might have about touched upon something as something that maybe you can make a living at. I listened to the Blue Plaque programs, those two inductees this year, which will be coming up a little later on between you and Barb. There's something there, Jamie. I think there might be a future.
Now, I do what Martin's talking about. I do the voice or the narration for these videos.
Oh, humbly, he says. I want to encourage people to go to that, to listen to the inductees this year, which is Charlie Lightfoot, an infamous black hockey player, long before the time in the NHL. Certainly a standout hockey player, and I believe it's 94 Colberg Street that will be recognized. And Jenny Trout Kidd, who grew up in our area, battled against, you know, the men in the society at that time saying, no, we have a place in medicine, went to, I know exactly where this school is, a family that lives at SS number 8 Ellis Township, went to elementary school, and then, you know, went on to do great things in medicine, and she will, her location will be inducted as well. So, you know, another amazing, you know, organization to recognize the many great things. You know, when I go back to that piece in the municipal world, it talked about our Victorian heritage in it. And so it ties back to that. And, you know, another amazing piece is the 100th year anniversary this morning, listening to the radio, Lloyd Robertson voice and the chime of the CJCS chime in the background. You know, a shout out to 100 year celebration. So lots of challenging things going on in Stratford, but you know what? A lot of positive, grateful things happening in our community as well.
Without a doubt, lots to celebrate. City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Thanks, Martin.
Thank you, Jamie.